This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The iconic Cockerill clock will return to the high road after being approved by Haringey Council. Arne Slot's agent will meet Feyenoord on Wednesday to discuss whether he can leave the Dutch club. If he does, it could cost Tottenham up to £10 million in compensation. Italian journalist Fabrizio Romano stated that Julian Nagelsmann was open to the Spurs job, but he wants a director of football to support him on a daily basis. Spurs want to appoint a director of football first and then a head coach. The seven Spurs players that could leave Tottenham this season: Lloris, Moura, Tanganga, Sanchez, Dier, Perisic and Danjuma. And a Dutch legend has come out and said that Arne Slot should stay at Feyenoord and play in the Champions League rather than join Tottenham. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now let's start with some good news. Now Tottenham's iconic Cockerill clock will return to the high road right outside the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium after it was approved by Haringey Council. In a council statement, it states a number of possible locations were identified and proposed. However, following feedback from various consultation meetings with the client and local authority, it was thought best not to mount this on an existing building so as not to confuse the public about the history of the clock. The proposed location, situated on the corner of the High Road and Park Lane, would see the clock mounted to a lamppost, which would be a reflection of another historic moment which led to the founding of the club back in 1882. A plaque is proposed underneath the Cockerill clock with a brief information description of this iconic landmark. A report was published earlier today by The Standard and they are stating that Arne Slot is due to meet Feyenoord on Wednesday when his potential move to Tottenham will become clearer. A report from the Daily Mail today is stating that Arne Slot will be the new Spurs manager if his agent can negotiate an exit from his Feyenoord contract on Wednesday. The Daily Mail also state that the Dutchman is the number one choice of Spurs chairman Daniel Levy, but nothing will be confirmed until Slot's agent has met Feyenoord CEO Dennis de Closer in Rotterdam. Slot has a release clause in his contract at Feyenoord, but it is not possible to activate it until the summer of 2024. Feyenoord don't want him to leave the club, and it is likely that an agreement will only be reached if Spurs behave respectfully and pay more than £10 million in compensation. Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano stated that Julian Nagelsmann was open to the Spurs job, but he wanted a director of football to be together with him on a daily basis to support his ideas. This is why talks stopped between the two parties. Tottenham decided not to proceed and have decided to appoint a director first and then decide on a manager, not to decide with the manager on the director, the opposite concept. For Julian Nagelsmann, the only case to reopen talks with Tottenham is to renegotiate with a director to support him, otherwise nothing will change. A report has just been published by the Daily Express, and they are stating that seven Tottenham stars could leave alongside Harry Kane as Arne Slot faces rebuild. Tottenham are facing a monumental rebuild this summer, and there is growing optimism that Arne Slot will be the man to steady the ship. In the report, it says that Tottenham have already confirmed that Lucas Moura will be leaving the club after 5.5 years in North London upon the expiry of his contract. Loney Arnout Danjuma does not seem likely to remain at the club either, although Slot's Dutch connection with the winger could perhaps see Spurs reconsider a deal if the Feyenoord boss lands the role. Elsewhere, captain Hugo Lloris is finally expected to depart Tottenham after a series of struggles this season. The Frenchman is wanted by clubs in Saudi Arabia, where he could receive a life-changing contract if he is bold enough to walk away from European football. Ivan Perisic is being tipped for a surprise early exit from North London following an underwhelming debut Premier League season at Tottenham. Davinson Sanchez could also follow the likes of Hugo Lloris out of the door after a very challenging campaign that even saw him booed by Tottenham supporters in the 3-2 defeat to Bournemouth. Eric Dier is yet to agree a new contract with the club, and that reportedly throws his future into doubt after another turbulent campaign. Defender Javert Tanganga could also finally head out the exit door. And also in this report, it states it's shaping up to be a long list of potential exits for Tottenham, and that's without including Harry Kane plus returning loanees Giovanni Lo Celso, Brian Hill and Tanguy Ndombele. Dutch legend Frank de Boer has come out and said if he was Arne Slot, he would stay at Feyenoord and not join Tottenham Hotspur Football Club because Feyenoord are playing in the Champions League next season. He said, "I would go into the Champions League with Feyenoord. That's a whole other dimension again." Sometimes people say a train like that only comes along once and then you have to jump on it. Maybe Tottenham is like that because it's just a fantastic club. Look, the Premier League is the most beautiful league in the world. You really are at a privileged club if you get to be one of the 20 managers there.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
In that respect, I can only understand if he steps in. On the other hand, I think, yes, you did a fantastic job. And now you can also show it in the Champions League. That would be fantastic. Frank de Boer then went on to say, "I don't know if it's about money. What I just said, there are only 20 managers who can work in the Premier League, which is a unique opportunity that doesn't come along very often. I think Arne Slot is just a very good trainer. His time will come, you know, in another league, but certainly also in the Premier League." Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Now, the Cockerill clock will return to the high road after being approved by Haringey Council. I'll tell you what, this is really, really pleasing news because, of course, all of us, since we moved in, that very first competitive game back in April 2019 when we played Crystal Palace, when, of course, Son scored that first goal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in the Premier League, we have all been saying and stating that we want to see more of Tottenham's history in and around the stadium. Of course, we were promised a museum that hasn't happened yet. We were promised that the Bill Nicholson gates were going to be installed between the car park and the towers that still haven't been built yet next to the south stand. But this is a good start. I would love to see statues in and around the stadium. I would love to see more of Tottenham's history in and around the stadium, but this is a good start. You know, it goes without saying, really, statues. You know, wouldn't it be nice to see Bill Nicholson statue, Jimmy Greaves, Harry Kane? They are three names that just roll off the tongue and they are the obvious choices. But, you know, there will be more. Please let me know who you think, you know, Spurs should have a statue of outside the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But this is a great start and very pleasing news. Now, the managerial situation at Tottenham, it is now 58 days since Antonio Conte left the football club. We are still searching for a manager. And, you know, he's only a couple of days away now. We play our last game away in this Premier League season, of course, away at Leeds United. If we win that game at Leeds and Brighton draw at Aston Villa, we will get Europa Conference League football. We will finish seventh. If Brighton beat Aston Villa and we win at Leeds, we will get Europa Conference League football. We will finish seventh. Personally, and I've said this on this channel many times, I want European football. I know a lot of Spurs fans that don't, and I know a lot of people will probably be putting in the comments section right now, no, we don't want European football. I think it's great for young players. I think it's great, you know, to give us an opportunity to win a trophy. If the manager takes it seriously. And I think that that is where we've gone wrong. Managers that have come in previously, Pochettino, Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte, you know, we have put out weakened teams in cup competitions and we have concentrated just on our league position. I think that that has to change. I think the next manager that comes in has to take all of our cup games seriously and try to put a trophy in the cabinet, because some of these players deserve trophies, i.e. Harry Kane, and all of us fans deserve some success. Yes, even if it is the Europa Conference League, we cannot afford to be snobby about any of these competitions. Why would we? 15 years without a trophy, we cannot be snobby about any competition. So Spurs haven't had Antonio Conte at the club now for 58 days. We are still searching for a new head coach. Many reports, including Fabrizio Romano, stated that Spurs' number one target and the front runner at the moment is Arne Slot. Well, of course, he wasn't the number one target. Julian Nagelsmann was. He was the number one target. That is the guy that Spurs wanted. But Julian Nagelsmann wanted to bring in his own director of football. He even gave Spurs names. Spurs were not interested. Spurs want to go down a different direction. They want to appoint the director of football first, and then they want to appoint a manager. In my opinion, I think always, you should always identify your first choice. And if that is your first choice, go down that route and do whatever you have to do, make whatever decisions you have to make to get your first choice in. If Julian Nagelsmann is Tottenham Hotspur's first choice, and that is the man that the board and Daniel Levy think that he is the man to drive us forward. He can integrate younger players into the team. He can get the best out of a lot of the players that we've got at the moment. He is an up-and-coming manager. He's a young manager. He's going to give us entertaining football. If he ticks all those boxes, go all out to get that man in. Pay whatever you've got to pay to get that man in. And, you know, if he wants to bring in his own coaches, or he wants to bring in his own director of football that he knows, that he's worked with before, that he feels confident in, then there's absolutely no doubt or question that is the route that you need to go down. So Arne Slot is clearly Tottenham's number two target. But as I've said many times on this channel, certainly in the last couple of days, on paper, Arne Slot looks a really, really good fit for Spurs. Entertaining football. He's been very successful in the last couple of seasons. I know the only reservation that I have, and I know a lot of people have said it already, is that, you know, it is the Dutch league. It is nowhere near the standard of the Premier League. But Arne Slot, in my opinion, ticks a lot of boxes. So if Tottenham, you know, second chance at this, you know, and this decision really must be right for the future of Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, you know, certainly next season, you know, trying to keep Harry Kane at the club as well. If Spurs want Arne Slot. They will have to pay around £10 million in compensation. But as I keep saying, if this is your target and you have real belief in this person, then do whatever it takes to get them in. Now, Arne Slot has the opportunity of managing Feyenoord in the Champions League next season. And as things stand at the moment, Spurs don't even know, we don't even know whether we're going to be playing in the Europa Conference League or not. Now, The Express reported today that seven players could leave this summer. Hugo Lloris, Lucas Moura, Tanganga, Sanchez, Dier, Perisic and Danjuma. To be honest, I would let the whole lot of them go. And I think that there are so many more names to add to that list as well. Lloris has had a good career at Tottenham. Of course, it's going to be very sad that he will leave without winning something that so many players have done. Lucas Moura, of course, we will always remember him for the hat-trick at Ajax. What a night that was. Tanganga, I just don't feel that he's going to get the opportunity, even under a new manager. Davinson Sanchez has had a really, really tough season, in my opinion. Booed by, his own fans at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Bournemouth. What a sad day that was. Eric Dier, I just don't think that Eric Dier is a player to take Tottenham Hotspur to the next level. Or even to be playing at the level that we are at the moment. Perisic, a great assist record for Spurs this season. But of course, he was a player that came in that wanted to work under Antonio Conte. Of course, Conte isn't here now. Perisic just looks lost a little bit, in my opinion. Danjuma wasn't given the opportunity under Antonio Conte. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.